begin Rosalind's true apprenticeship. Among those who braved the shadow thresholds of Blackwood's abode was Lady Seraphina, a woman of aristocratic bearing and heart forever shrouded in mourning. A year prior, her beloved younger brother, Julian, had vanished without a trace, leaving behind only an intricately carved ivory comb. Seraphina clung to this solitary object, the scent of his sandalwood cologne still faintly discernible, discreet for any clue to his fate. Silas received her with a solemnity bordering on the funeral. He took the comb, turning it into his long, pale fingers like an oracle examining runes. His eyes closed, the storm gray darkening to a near black. When he finally spoke, his voice was barely more than a breath. The sea, its cold breath, the grasp of ropes, the creaks of woods under strain, a map clutched in trembling hand, marked with crimson X. Seraphina gasped, a flicker of terrible hope blooming into her eyes. Julian was a sailor, a restless soul forever drawn into the serene call of the horizon. But there are other voices, Silas murmured, his brow furrowing, laughter, cruel and mocking, the glint of steel in starlight. A sense of foreboding swept Seraphina, a clammy dread seeping into her bones. Desperate for more, she pressed him, but the whisper weaver fell into the ear silence, as if the echoes had abruptly retreated. With a heavy heart, Seraphina departed, the ivory comb clutched against her aching chest. Her determination hardened to a cold resolve. Julian was out there, alive, or she refused to let her mind venture that terrible end. She would charter a ship, hire a crew, and follow the whispers Silas had glen. The voyage was an ordeal of storm-tossed sea and salt-stung winds. More than once, Seraphina questioned her sanity. This relentless pursuit of whisper and spectral vision. But amidst the tempest, the fragile thread of hope kept her from unraveling things. Landfall came on a desolate isle. Barely more than Jug took of rock chuckling from the roiling sea. Following the phantom map laid out in her memory, she trekked inland, the air thundering, with the oppressive energy that tightened around her, like a strangler's noose. Finally, she stumbled upon it, a half-concealed